Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back to ESPN 97.5. Before we start, Lance, did you see the guy that was waiting for the bus in New York City and he fell into a sinkhole?
Yeah, I saw it. People made sure that I was tagged in that. That's what I was trying to tell you. And you know what he fell into? Did you see?
Rats.
Yeah.
Giant rats.
Did you hear the audio of it?
No, I didn't hear the audio.
Okay. I'll just have to send it to you because you need to play the audio. I'll forward this one to Dell also. I emailed it to myself. You got to hear his brother being interviewed and his brother talking about that. Holy crap. You saw the video though, right?
Yeah.
It's a
He's
small
standing
sinkhole.
There. All of a sudden he falls into this hole. In the ground, goes down about 15 feet. It's in New York, and he said he was covered with – he couldn't open his mouth because he was afraid the rats would go into his mouth. He was covered in giant rats. This is like the worst – now, yours is the sinkhole. Mine is the rats.
Well, it's – there we go. There's a perfect marriage. Dell, I just sent you the audio. It's from an article. You can find the audio posted where they talk about it on the news station, and they interview his brother. Because he got hurt a little bit. He was being dealt with. I mean, I would imagine when you fall through five-inch thick concrete that just buckles, that you hit your face on it.
Well,
or something.
He broke his arm and his leg. Broken arm and a leg.
So you have a broken arm, a broken leg, and you're sitting in a den of rats.
You've
fallen through the floor. Why are sinkholes not the most terrifying thing to everybody? Did you see that, John? That's New York. That's not even Florida. That happened in New York.
No. How about this? That everywhere you walk in New York, right below you, 10 feet below you, there's a den of rats, giant man-eating rats. That's New York City, a dirty, scummy city.
I like that dirty, trash-ass city.
I'm telling you, do you want to go to New York now and walk down the street and fall into a sinkhole? Are you kidding me?
I know. Like, I didn't think sinkhole was something you'd have to worry about in New York, but apparently New York too.
Are you sure it just didn't cave?
No, it buckled underneath them. That's considered a sinkhole. Now, there are bigger, worse sinkholes, but that's a sinkhole where you can just be standing there, mind your own business, and you fall into rats.
Oh,
quicksand, I never saw anyone get caught up in quicksand. I was scared my whole childhood about quicksand. I actually know somebody who fell in a sinkhole. I actually have his phone number. I mean, he actually was on a golf course playing and fell in a sinkhole on a golf course.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to remember
but
that,
on
John.
A golf course, there's not a bunch of rats underneath you.
He fell into rats at a golf course.
No, he didn't fall into any rats. There's no rats at a golf course.
Dell, let us know when you have the audio of his brother, because you can just play it right off
the website.
There's
no rats unless Rob Manfred is golfing.
No. You just never know. Sinkholes are just awful.
Oh, my gosh. That is unbelievable.
Awful. I would only wish a sinkhole on Dodgers. That's it. Nobody else.
That's it? Just the Dodgers?
Yeah.
I can't stand the Dodgers.
Did you see the video of Justin Turner? Justin Turner literally is running around the field testing. He's already tested positive for COVID. He know he has. He's running around the field with no mask on in front of getting close to everybody. And then when he walks off the field, he puts the mask on whenever he's going to be around cameras. Like, dude, to me, this needs to overshadow the World Series win for the Dodgers. How irresponsible the Dodgers were. And I would definitely put an asterisk next to this since we don't know what Justin Turner is going to do to the rest of the Dodgers. To me, I wouldn't even barely count this one.
No.
That's me. That's
no,
me.
It's got an asterisk. Yeah. No question. It's got an asterisk next to it. There's no question in my mind. If you're going to use a player that should be out, that should not have been playing, I mean, that's using an illegal player. And the Rays should protest. I think they probably win the protest.
And some might even call using an illegal player cheating.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
No, no, no. They didn't use electronic means to. I mean, that guy almost hit a home run. He jacked it all the way to the as far on the warning track as you could get it. So, yeah, I don't want to hear it. They cheated.
They cheated.
Wow, I can't believe the Dodgers would openly cheat like that.
Nope.
John, put that out there on Twitter and let me retweet it for you.
So there's a quote by Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy says this. And let me ask you this. Arguably, each season across the board, Texas is going to be the most talented team in this league. Is that true? I know it's coach speak.
It's recruiting
rankings. You got to say the nicest things about the other team.
It's
recruiting
smart.
Rankings.
It's smart because when you beat them or if you beat them, you look like you're beating the most. What's the rest of the quote?
Forget recruited ranking. With your human eyes,
well, that's what he's
Texas
saying.
Team.
I don't know if he believes that.
No, he doesn't believe
but
that.
But he knows every year.
They're going to win. OU wins too, though.
I think he's also throwing some. I think that's also.
And it's a little pressure on Texas.
Throwing Herman in some grease, too.
Yeah, it's not a.
Yeah, every year they have the very best teams. Like, you know, I think that's a little, his little way of also digging it. At Texas,
And if he beats the team in the conference that accrues the most talent, he's going to say, "Look at the job I do." It doesn't help him to say Texas isn't talented.
Is Sam Ehlinger? Where do you think Sam Ehlinger is percentage wise in the country in pass completion percentage?
He was pretty high, probably top five.
He's not even top 50.
Oh, I thought it. Well, maybe the last couple games he hasn't been good, I guess.
61.6% isn't even top 50.
Oh, no. Not in college football.
Not in college football. No. He leads them in rushing.
They do throw down the field a little bit more than some of the sideways passing attacks, but. Yeah, that's still not good. You still want to be at least up to 64%.
Yeah, no. And this isn't – hey, Sam Ehlinger's a baller. I love Sam Ehlinger. I think he's a – that kid is a
good
gamer.
College player.
He is. He's a college football quarterback, and he's going to get another year. I don't know if it sets the program back, but they're waiting on that kid that's just a junior now, right? So they could use a buffer year before that kid comes in.
You think Sam is going to come back for another year?
Why? Why would he go pro? He's not going to do anything.
Well, I didn't say go pro. It's a senior year.
Yeah, but you know what? Go get this year doesn't count, so you can get another year.
He may want to move along. He may not be having fun.
Who's having fun?
You ever see that picture with Sam out there by himself?
If the season goes the way it's going now, he wants to come back again for this?
Isa Texas, all the players were out there for Isa Texas.
Yeah, they were out there for Isa Texas. So we talked about that on Monday.
They joined him.
Chris Del Conte said, "Everybody, you're out there. Go. You're going to stand out there. You do what you want, but you're going to stand out there." But Brennan Eagles is supposed to be Brennan Eagles was supposed to take over. Supposed to be a deep threat. Supposed to be a difference maker.
Uh-huh. Early
he's got 12 catches in five games.
Yeah, he's just disappeared.
Yeah. I mean, Joshua Moore, they're running backs. They got one of them's a quarterback. Keontae Ingram is a guy who's got his average in 4.8, which is
good runner.
That's
pretty
good. That's pretty good. That's okay. Roshan Johnson is averaging 4.3.
The quarterback turn
quarterback.
Running back.
I mean, he's quarterback.
Yeah. Their alleged future star is Bijan Robinson, the 5-star true freshman, number one player in the.
Right.
Number one running back in the country.
He's got 26 carries. He's averaging about 5 carries a game. But they just there's something wrong. There's something wrong. Is this the year for or I mean, I think that I don't know. Well, I'm not going to put the racial thing on this thing, but if this was Charlie Strong and they were, you know, 3-2 at this point in year four, and with, you know, the guys that are out there right now, I mean, it doesn't look like this is top of the line talent in college football.
Well, you remember now, Charlie, it depends on your contract, how easy it is to get out of it. Is this year four for Herman?
Yep.
Okay, and Charlie lasted, what, 3 years?
Right. And wasn't
right,
Charlie's...
Wasn't it 3 years for Charlie?
Was Charlie's record comparable, or was Charlie four?
Oh, no, because Charlie wasn't going to bowl games.
He did have the 9-win season that he won the Sugar Bowl.
Tom Herman, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Tom Herman's had a better record than Charlie Strong. Charlie Strong at Texas.
2014-16. 3 years, he was 16-21.
Yeah. Tom Herman's got a better record.
Herman's better.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's going to be more expensive to get out of Tom Herman. But I do think there's a chance that this could be Herman's last year. I absolutely think that could be the case. If they lose to Oklahoma State, you know, if they lose another one after that, oh, yeah, I 100% could see that that's I shouldn't say 100% he's gone. I just think that there is a decent chance that Texas will push him out.
I just think that they want him so bad to succeed. And I can't blame him. I think that the dude's a good coach. I think that he has been a good coach. He was a good coach here. He was a good coordinator at Ohio State. I think that, you know, he's got a passion for it, and he's still, you know, young and passionate. And I think they so badly want him to be the guy. I just don't know that it's happening.
I just don't think they expected 15 losses in the first three seasons, and now it's 17, and who knows how many will rack up. I don't think they thought that they would only have – their best season would be a four-loss year. Now, that did end in a Sugar Bowl berth where they beat Georgia, and that's where we heard Sam Ellinger say we're back, and then they followed that up with an 8-5. The losses are – I bet you no one thought they would get to that many losses. And you know what? I'm sure they do like Tom Herman, but if Urban Meyer says, hey guys, I think I like this job, then we'll see how much they like him.
Is there a chance that Tom Herman is a program builder, a smaller program builder, that his rah-rah, that his, you know, his intensity is perfect?
I don't know if rah-rah is the great term. Look, he came in there and had some issues with players who are already in there, which I'm fine with, because I think that thing needed to be cleaned up. There was too many entitled in players in place who really weren't good enough, frankly. But right now, you know, some of the rumors we're hearing is that it's, you know, you wonder if everyone's all on the same page right now, and you're not getting the results. You're not getting the offensive output that you were hoping for. This doesn't look substantially different in year four. I'm not sure that, you know, yeah, this may not be for him. This is not an easy job, obviously, because Mack Brown did a really good job, and then Mack Brown was kind of on cruise control after 2006. He was on cruise control for a while, left the cupboard completely bare from a talent standpoint. It was bad. Like Texas, Mack, and look, John Makovic set him up for success. If you look at Ricky Williams was Makovic. Sean Rogers and Casey Hampton was Makovic. Like, Makovic had a lot of really good players. The same way Sumlin inherited a lot of really good players from what's his name before Sumlin was there? Mike Sherman. Thanks, Dale. So I'm not sure. The bottom line is, if you're getting these five-star guys, look at the Texas secondary. There were a bunch of 4- and 5-star guys, and I don't see them. Like, I don't see them balling out all the time and making, you know, they're not like a no-fly zone or anything like that. Where's the great defense? Where's the pass rush? They've got one guy right now who's really rushing a passer well.
And by the way, there's no evidence currently that Tom Herman's a program builder. He was there. His great year at Houston was on the back of whose players? He didn't build that.
Someone's, right?
No, yep. Or Levine and someone, I guess, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
no, they had a lot of good players there.
Yeah, and then he went 9-3 the second year, and then he's off to Texas. So there isn't. I mean, I think Texas people were in love with the quick turnaround, and maybe they thought that could happen there. But there's no evidence he's even a program builder at this point.
Art Briles was a program builder at Baylor and Houston.
Yeah,
that's what a program builder looks like.
That's true. That's true. No, he did. He took over pro athletes at University of Houston. He did. He did a heck of a job as a coordinator at Ohio State.
Yep.
He did, you know. Maybe that's it. He did a hell of a job at the University of Houston.
I'm not knocking it, but as far as what he's capable of, now
Stoops won his title with
early
John
on too. Yeah, and then he never got to that point again in terms of winning, but he made a couple of national title games after that as well. But Herman he did a great job walking in there and finding that talent and turning it into a successful year, and he almost duplicated it the second year. But what is he as a head coach right now? I'm not sure what he can be titled.
Yeah, he's not building on the success, on the bowl game success. It hasn't been a springboard. We keep hearing Texas is back, and we're back. I mean, that stuff can only go so far. Right. Texas is back against Notre Dame. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Is back after the Sugar Bowl. No, they're not.
8:16, ESPN 97. We'll be back right after this. Let's talk a little Texans trade on the other side. But first, let's talk about HRP. Tom Herman might be getting a call from HR if you want to know the truth. And here's the deal is, do you want to do it right? You want to make sure that you do it right. And if you are somebody that's got to fire somebody, well, then you know what you got to do? You got to call HR, and you got to HR&P, and they'll give you the lowdown on what goes on. And here's the deal, too. If you're looking for the best way to do this payroll thing, if you're doing it yourself, if you've got 15 to 20 employees and you're doing this yourself, you're wasting time, you're wasting money, you're wasting productivity, you're doing all of those things because you it's so much more efficient to have HR&P do it. They do payroll perfectly. They will take care of the taxes as well, because when it comes tax time, with the Affordable Care Act and all of the tax implications that you don't know about. I mean, this is what these people do every single day, and they can't be more attentive. When you have a question, they're going to be there for you. If your payroll company isn't, or if you don't have a payroll company, well, go with ours. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We'll get to some Texans talk here in just a second. But first, Del, who wants to talk? Keith. Longhorn Keith? Is it Longhorn Keith? Let's get him in here. What's up, Longhorn Keith?
Hey, not a whole lot, guys. Hey, man, you guys are hitting the nail on the head, John. Thank you for reading that article. And, you know, and Dale, you're exactly right, man. Tom Herman has not proven himself to be a program builder, and this is evidence of that. And to your point, John, about they do want him, I feel like the organization does want him to be successful at Texas, and I do too. However, what you guys just called out is 2 weeks ago, I remember calling, and this guy followed up my call wrongly, saying some stuff about what I said. But my point to that is that these players that he is recruiting, for whatever reason, five-star, four-star, they're just not – they're not dogs, and they're not players who are producing at a level in which they were recruited at. So for in 2018, when he was first there, he finished with a top three class. It was top three in the nation. And then according to 24/7, he finished top three in 2019 with a recruiting class. But yet, and Lance, you nailed on something about the defensive backs, because that was the 2018 class when he had the defensive back haul of all these five and four-star players. The problem with those players, if you watch the game, you look at B.J. Foster, and I know he's got a hurt hand or whatever, but if you pay attention to the games, these guys don't tackle well. They are not aggressive. And more importantly, if they are aggressive, they're overly – it's almost like – and listen, I don't mean to demean young men, but I'm just talking about the talent that's on the field. I feel like either, one, they're not being coached properly, or two – they were overhyped coming out of high school, and they're just riding on their laurels. Because right now, what I see in terms of talent at Texas, I don't see it. To give you a better example of that, and I'll leave with this, we have zero linebackers that are, I mean, so bad, it's so bad that we have to move one of those five-star defensive backs to outside linebacker.
Overshown.
And he's horrible at it. Yes, he's horrible. And I like Overshown, but he overcommits and he gets played every single time. And the last point I'll say about this, if when you have a walk-on playing linebacker, and don't get me wrong, I like the kid. However, you have a walk-on playing linebacker, you have a walk-on playing tight end or slot receiver, that tells you the level of talent and the depth that you have. You have zero. And I don't know who you point the finger at per se, but it's bad.
Well, and I know you had injuries, but you have to move a quarterback to running back. And I guess you want to get him on the field and whatnot, but I mean, it's just, it's like, it's really, really, you, Texas should be just loaded at every position. And you're talking about walk-ons, you're talking about moving safeties, you're talking about moving quarterbacks, you're talking about, I mean, and I like the word dog. Name the last dog that Texas had defensively.
Man, we haven't had that. This is sad, right? We haven't had that since Brian Robeson and Brian Arakpo.
That's 2006.
Exactly. No, what about Malcolm Brown?
Exactly. Malcolm Brown was good. But
Malcolm
he
was
a
good.
Dog.
What about Vaccaro?
Yeah,
how long ago is that now? How long ago is Kenny Vaccaro there?
I mean, 2011?
I think it was
2012.
12, yeah.
That's 8 years ago, guys. No, I'm talking about a linebacker that just is so mean, that is making every play, that won't get blocked.
It was supposed to be Jefferson, right? But he never became that guy.
No, he never
Malik
became
was
that.
Not.
Malik
yeah.
just never, nope. never came out to be the player he should have been. And then more importantly, and I'll just say this, and I get, don't get me wrong, there's been a bad twist of luck that has happened in Texas since Tom Herman started recruiting. You had a five-star linebacker come, inside linebacker from California who ended his football career. You had a four-star running back from Georgia who ended up having a bad stroke and he couldn't play anymore. So that hurt your depth a little bit. But it just it drives me crazy to the level of which we have, like you said, there's absolutely no depth. And I'm just wondering, what is he doing to alienate even some of the third-tier players to even come on as a walk-on here in Texas? Because I'm sure they will want to come, but I just don't see what's happening there. And the program is really starting to suffer for it, and it's being exposed. You just watch this weekend. The best player on the football field last week was Baylor's linebacker. I mean, he destroyed it. We make every other team's best player look like they should be first-round draft picks every single week. And watch what's going to happen this weekend when Wallace plays against our defensive backs. And I mean, he kills us every year.
I'm just telling you now, Matt Rhule's Temple team, when I watched him at Temple, Matt Rhule's Baylor teams, when I'm watching Jalen Hurd and all these guys, you know, from his Baylor teams in the secondary who were not highly recruited, these guys are getting drafted or getting into camps and stuff like that. Some of it is, and I this is what's shocking to me, dating back to about 2008, Texas has really struggled with developing, I think, and I know Longhorn fans get all pissed off when I say this, but it's just true. They have struggled with developing talent that has been there, and then they have struggled to get talent. They struggled to develop it. Like Malik Jefferson, he was a great athlete, but he had no instincts, and he wasn't the most, like when things came downhill at him, he wasn't that aggressive. When he was running and chasing, he would smack you. But he wasn't instinctive. He just didn't have good feel for the position. And he was a five-star. And, you know, I could see all this raw talent when he was a freshman. None of it got better. He didn't get any better from the time he was there. I thought Connor Williams was the best he ever was when he was a freshman. I was like, dude, this guy is a serious talent. By the time he's out, you know, NFL people think he's kind of soft. He's this, that, and the other. He's been a little up and down with the Cowboys. It just doesn't make sense to me that Texas doesn't develop from start to finish. And this has been, no matter who the coach has been, this has been going on for like 12 years. Like 12 years this has been happening for Texas.
Yeah. No, I mean, somebody put Quentin Jammer. How long ago is Quentin Jammer?
Oh, that was
Jammer?
Like 2002.
I mean, come on. That's going 18 on 20 years ago. Years. Are you kidding me? Quentin Jammer. I mean, that's it. I mean, you got to have as difficult as it is, and I don't know what kind of player they recruit. I don't know what kind of kid. It seems like they're – well, I don't know. But there was an entitled kid that was there when Herman first got there that had to go. And you know what? If Herman has got to develop a culture, he's got to develop a culture. But it doesn't look like he's got guys that are just vicious dogs. Dogs that just can't get enough football. You can't stop me. I'm going to run through a wall. And they just don't have that. They just don't have that there. It'll be interesting to see. Because I'll tell you this. I talk about Oklahoma State all the time. And I picked them preseason, and I bet on them preseason to win the Big 12. They're talented enough defensively to do it. It'll be interesting to see how Texas's offense does against Oklahoma State's defense. I know that Brock Purdy and Iowa State is a little bit limited offensively. There's more talent on Texas, but Oklahoma State did a nice job against them. They did a real nice job, even when the offense wasn't taking care of its business. Spencer Sanders is okay. Illingworth is leading the nation in completion percentage, the freshman. He's at over 70%, 73%. So he's leading the Big 12 anyway. He's pretty damn good. Spencer Sanders, we'll see if he can get it going, because he certainly hasn't yet. But this is a big test, man. This is a big test for Texas. They don't win this football game. They're 3-3, and you're in the same position, Tom Herman, that this place has been for how many years now?
You've got some dissension
in the middle of the pack of the Big 12.
It's even more than that, because you've got this whole Eyes of Texas thing, which, you know, it's unbelievable that this is a big topic right now. But behind the scenes with money people, oh, it's a really, really, really big deal.
Well, they were out there this week, so.
No, I know yeah. They were. But you got this going on that has already come out there with where Sam was doing it by himself and all this. Now you've got, you know, if you go 3-3, like, this wasn't how it was supposed to happen. This is the year that Texas, frankly, I thought Texas had a great chance of winning the conference, because I didn't think Oklahoma was going to be good enough. I really thought Texas could win the conference with a lot of the players you've talked about. They've got that secondary that's, you know, that's experience, but it doesn't matter what it looks like on paper for
you
Texas for whatever reason.
A huge edge with a ninth-year quarterback coming back when you don't have practice, you don't have spring,
huge,
you don't have normal.
Advantage.
You got a guy that has been in the system. You got a guy who's one of the best quarterbacks. He was a leading Heisman candidate coming into the season, and you know that's a huge advantage over teams that are just getting in there, like the Leeches, like Spencer Rattler hadn't played. Sanders was hurt last year. I mean, there's all kinds of – you had a huge advantage over all of these teams, and TCU beat you? Are you kidding me? 929 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk a little bit about My man, and the hair thing, I'm telling you, it is spot on for me. I love it. I love that Doc saw me on one of the videos. That, you know, we do the videos with the sports map, and he was like, oh, my goodness, dude. You've got to come see me. I want to see this hair. It's unbelievable how well it turned out, and it really did. I had patches. I was mangy. I was like a mangy dog with some hair there. And Doc filled it in, and it just couldn't be better. And I just feel great, and, you know, I just feel much better about my – you will, too. If you're somebody that, you know, you're too young or you just can't stand not having hair, it's easy. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. The process can't be simpler. It's affordable. It is it's easy. It's basically painless. It's awesome. You will love it. 975hair.com. Tell Doc – you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Dell doing a college football show on the weekend or a weeknight would be cool. He seems to know quite a bit about college football. He has some strong points, but the large majority of people that dial in to the John and Lance show don't dial in to listen to Dell. No one listens to Dell, actually, but including us. But
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at the person who gave me confidence and slapped me in the face.
That was your boy, John.
John who?
Mega Blast.
He's not my boy.
That's your guy.
No, it that makes sense because he tried to, hey, man, Dell knows a lot about college football, but no one's really here. No one wants to listen to him.
No one's coming to hear yeah, you. John, if you had your own show, I would like you to do a show, okay, from like 2 to 3 in the morning on Saturday night.
Wow. And you want it live, right? You want me to be in live. The studio for yeah. it, right? Not yeah. recorded. You want me
okay.
to show up here.
Okay, so apparently you don't care about your career.
You think a 2 a.m. college football
yeah.
show
yeah.
on is the way to further
something
the
for
career?
The station. How about do something
the
for station
the station? The station didn't ask me to do that.
Well, I'm going to see you. I'll
and
talk
am
to
I gonna,
AJ today.
Am I going to get paid to do that, or is it just something I do yeah. as volunteer work?
$20.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to find a sponsor. $20.
Yeah. I don't care what Mega Blast has to say. Let's put that out there.
No. Here's the deal. Is he was complimentary of you.
Did he?
He was right. He? Nobody comes here to listen to
He's
you.
He's right about that, but he used the start with love thing to get in his jab. That's all it was. He ain't fooling nobody. You ain't slick. That's cool.
So I'm sorry. I just think that he's dead on. Okay. And you know what? He's a smart listener. And then there's you.
Is he
so
a smart listener?
I'm gonna go with him on this one.
Do you think he's a smart listener?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, he said nobody comes to listen to you. I think he can't.
I am actually in agreement with that, but ain't nobody listening to him either. So we're cool.
All right, that's all I'm saying. You got anything you really like this weekend?
No, I don't. No one's here looking for my picks. No, I'm cool. Don't worry about my picks. Ain't nobody here.
No,
for that,
I want
right?
to hear your picks this week.
I'm sure it's only Wednesday. Who knows who's going to get COVID between now and then? I'm not giving you a pick on Wednesday.
There's really no great games. Memphis is at Cincinnati. I mean, there's no ranked teams playing each other this week. Wisconsin and Nebraska.
Week.
Oh, Ohio State and Penn State.
Penn State
blows.
Yeah, they're down two running backs now.
I'll tell you what's a good game. Everybody watch themselves. Is Arkansas Texas A&M?
Yeah, it is.
That's a good game.
That is not a layup right now with Sam Pittman. Now, they're not catching A&M by surprise. They may have caught some teams by surprise. Now there's tape. There's going to be a healthy respect from Jimbo Fisher and his team for what Sam Pittman's doing over there with Georgia. So that's the other thing. You know, if you go in early on, you think you're going up against the Arkansas Slappies from last year, but now there's no doubt that's not what you're going up against.
Right. And it's not like they're Felipe Franks is playing pretty well. He's averaging almost 250 yards a game. But they're only running for 100 yards total per game, which is not a lot, not a hell of a lot in college football. their offense isn't all that
it's
great.
It's terrible in college.
It's about their defense and turnovers. How about they've got 10 in four games, 10 interceptions and 3 fumble recoveries?
Well, you can't play Matt Corral every game.
No. No, that is true.
He sucked again last week.
Yeah. I mean, he's either spectacular or he's really, really bad. Really, really bad. But
it's 7 interceptions in his last 34 attempts at one point. 7 INTs in 34 attempts.
Is that good?
Not great.
That's probably not good. That's probably not great. But, there's really not much out there. UCF comes here at 1 o'clock to the University of Houston. We're going to watch that one. We'll be there out there for that one. It's going to be – how about football weather right now, Lance?
I like it.
I know you like it.
I like it. This is great.
I'm going to have to play golf with a sweater on.
If I can go outside without my kids screaming at me to get back in my room, it'd be great.
No.
Get back in your room!
Can walk outside, Lance.
I can't go outside, kids?
No, you can walk outside.
Get back in! Like, God almighty.
Is that Motti? That sounds snacks like Motti.
It's Motti and snacks. It's mostly snacks has started this whole thing. Get in your room! Get in your room! I don't want to hear it! Get in your room!
Oh, Oklahoma, Texas Tech. I mean, there's nothing. Ohio State, Penn State. Penn State's so disappointing. And all they had to do, 2 games would have been won last week if they just kneel. If they don't hand off, if they don't do anything.
2 losses because it's like John Harris said. John Harris had a text. You know, we talk about the running. All they had to do, they didn't have to hand off.
No.
No one had to hand off.
That's on
the coach. It always drives me crazy when coaches hand the ball off when they don't have to.
No.
It always drives me crazy.
I mean, we saw Bill O'Brien hand it off when he should have just knelt, remember, 1 game. And then now we see in these 2 games, if you just take a knee, you win the football games. Now, was Cliff
– now John's for taking a knee, Dell. Did you hear that?
Well, Cliff was a little too unaggressive. He was a little too conservative, and he caught it for kicking a field goal on 2nd down as opposed to trying to get closer. And it could have cost them. It could have absolutely cost them the game. And they luckily got the ball back, thanks to Isaiah. By the way, that was a nice interception.
Isaiah Simmons. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of him now? I know that the word before the draft was he doesn't have a position.
I need to go watch him. I haven't really paid a lot of attention to him, but you know the thing is Hassan Reddick. One of the reasons that team is doing so well is Hassan Reddick has been reinvigorated now that they put him back as a pass rusher instead of an off-the-ball linebacker. And then what Isaiah Simmons did the other day to mug up in the A-gap and then to drop that fast to gain that much depth that quickly. But, you know, Russell Wilson got really – I've noticed this is a thing now. Russell was really getting frustrated by the zero blitz stuff that was coming at him because, you know, the wide receiver and the quarterback have to be on the same page. And what happened there was he got fooled, thought it was going to be a zero blitz, and then it was like four players dropped into coverage, and Russell and the wide receiver were not on the same page. And, you know, it turned into an interception. But this is something that teams are using against Deshaun Watson. They used it against Lamar Jackson, Kansas City Chiefs did when they played him. You saw Russell had it used against him. I think you're going to start seeing this more with some of the mobile quarterbacks. You want a chance to bring it from so many different angles that they can't escape. And so they're going to have to either A, get rid of the ball, and then once they get into the habit of trying to get rid of the ball quickly, like, you know, Russell Wilson does, you want to fool them and make them think you're coming and, you know, fake it and dodge out of there from time to time. So, I don't know. It was Isaiah Simmons is just a freak daddy. I mean, it's kind of funny. It was DK Metcalf on the same play. It was DK Metcalf was trying to run and tackle Isaiah Simmons. Those are probably 2 of the freakiest people in all of pro football. Like physically, you don't see – you just don't see guys who are that athletically explosive.
Do you see all the memes now of DK running down Buda Baker?
What are the memes?
Well, this
now?
Is me, and these are my fears, or this is me, and this is a Milky Way bar, or you know, I mean, all kinds of. There's
I'm
all
waiting
kinds
for
of
him
stuff.
To be photoshopped, like chasing, you know, chasing different people. Speaking of that, did you see the junior college baseball game the other day? It's their Halloween baseball game, and one guy was dressed up as Forrest Gump, and he grounds out to shortstop. Shortstop throws to first, and he just keeps running. Like, he runs past first. He's got his red hat on, and he's just running with his knees really high. And you just hear people from the dugout, run, Forrest, run. And he runs all the way to the outfield fence.
No, I missed that. Yeah. I missed that. This is a JUCO game?
It was just some JUCO, like, scrimmage, baseball scrimmage or something.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think it's their Halloween game that they have where they play some game. I'm sure Justin Turner was there giving everyone COVID.
I don't think Justin Turner's at every game giving everyone COVID, although I wouldn't put it past him. I just wouldn't. I'm disgusted with him. I'm disgusted with all of the Dodgers. When we come back, I promise this time we will talk about the Texans. There is a chance that one or more of your Texans could get traded.
Yeah, right.
How about that? What about a trade your Houston Texans? There are guys that are being sent home. Don't come back until we trade you. One of them is Carlos Dunlap. We can talk about that. The trade deadline is here, so we will talk about that. 842 ESPN 97.5. A little insurance, Lance.
TGS Insurance gives you your homeowner's insurance at discounted rates. And that's something that I've been telling you about for a couple, I don't know, 3 years now? Has it been 3 years since TGS Insurance started? I will never forget the first time I checked in for their homeowner's insurance, and it was so easy. Everything that I'm going to tell you is exactly how it happens. You text the word money to 232323. You get an automated text back immediately that asks for your address. You send it within 15 seconds. You will have a firm quote for your homeowner's insurance. And this is a great way for you to get A-rated homeowner's insurance at discounted rates. And a lot of times when you go at the big brand-name companies, they're going to send you to these underwriters anyway. You're just going to be paying for the name, but when it's all said and done, they're not even the ones handling your homeowner's insurance. Make sure that the A-rated insurance companies that are going to handle your insurance are the ones who are giving you the quotes. And that's what TGS Insurance is able to do for you. Text the word money to 232323. The average savings is around $900 annually, and that is nothing to sneeze at. This is a great chance for you to put more of your hard-earned money back in your pocket with TGS Insurance. Go to tgsinsurance.com for more information.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so Deshaun last week said, no, ain't nobody getting traded. But then Rack this week said, yeah, we're talking about trades. See who's going to we're looking at it. The rumor was there was a Duke Johnson. There was a Duke Johnson rumor, and there was a – what was the other one? It was somebody that was inconsequential. I don't want to say inconsequential. He's a person. So
Darren Fells.
Darren Fells. Yep. Darren Fells. Darren Fells and Duke Johnson. Well, that'll make it – I mean, what do you get for Darren? Probably two firsts for a Duke Johnson? I don't think – I'm pretty sure probably not two firsts for a Duke Johnson, but you never know. Maybe is Bill O'Brien
signed? I'm going to say a sixth for Duke Johnson.
A sixth for Duke?
Yep.
That's you gave up a fourth that turned into a third for him?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then for Darren Fells?
You might be able to get a fifth. He's still under contract, so you might be able to get like a fifth for him, maybe.
That would be awesome. That is just awesome.
You know, a couple of a fifth and a sixth, get to move those guys for some potential special teams help in the future when you draft them.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You actually, to be honest with you, you can get a running back in a fifth or sixth. You can actually go get your future running back with a fifth or sixth round pick.
No, Lance, you have to go and trade for somebody that's $10 million.
Well, that's right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Or like Duke, you know, that was going to be $4 million. Nobody has a more expensive wide receiver. No one has a more expensive running back crew than the Texans.
Wow. That is amazing. And I don't know. So I don't know. Is there anybody else that you think of that could possibly go?
I mean, they're not going to move J.J., but J.J. would be the guy that would make the most sense. Let's see.
And listen, if a team, a contender.
I think Will Fuller.
A late
I think Will Fuller
rounder.
Is a guy I would 100% consider. Listen, Will Fuller, it's his fifth-year option. He's going to be – his contract's up next year. Will Fuller would be a great rental
yeah,
wide receiver.
For a guy that's hurt every year.
Well, I could see somebody giving up a fourth for Will Fuller if they want to. If they'll re-up with him,
first round draft pick, you'll give up a fourth 4 years later.
Well, yeah, you're not going to give up a first. Who's going to give up?
I don't.
Yeah,
know.
That's
Jamal
how it works.
Adams was a first rounder, and you got a first and a second for him.
Jamal Adams is an All Pro, who's one of the best in the league at his position.
I know.
Will Fuller is none of those. Is none of the above.
Will Fuller is your number one guy, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Number
you think
one
he
guy.
Leads? Who leads the team in receptions right now? Is it Fuller?
It's got to be Fuller. Yeah.
I don't know. Cobb's been coming on with catches.
No, Fuller had a huge game. That's all you have to have is one big game, and you're right there. Yeah, it's got to be Fuller.
Will Fuller's catches this year.
But you got to get more than a fourth for him. Get out of here.
No. Why would you – he's an expiring contract. Why would you give up more than a fourth for Will Fuller?
Will Fuller, most catches, receptions. No, it's Brandon Cooks.
Yep. There you go.
34 to 31. But it's close.
It's close.
He's right there. Who's got five touchdowns? Who's got the most touchdowns? Okay.
Will Fuller.
Who's got the most yards?
You really think you'd get more than a fourth for Will Fuller? Will Fuller has an expiring contract after this year. If you trade for him, no one – I'm telling you, you cannot go off what the Texans do. Teams don't like to just – the Texans have given up a third for a half-year rental on Demaryius Thomas. That was bad enough.
You do but a contract – whether you do a three-year deal with them, because the Texans don't do that either. You do a three-year deal with them, you give up a third, and you got – you're locked in with a solid number two receiver. Solid number two receiver.
Solid? He's hurt half the games.
Well, but he's healthy this year. Look. He's played seven straight games.
Hey, quit trying to be a used
on winning. He's made.
Yeah. Huge. What no, no, you sound like been... a used car salesman trying to push your Will Fuller on us.
Yeah,
he's a wide receiver one, guys.
Well, he's the Texans' wide receiver one. That doesn't make him wide receiver one per
let's
se.
Let's get Michael in here. He wants to talk about the Texans. What's up, Michael? How you doing?
Hey guys. So I keep there's always a lot of. Talk about trading and all this, and even during the game last week, they were hypothetically seeing what they could get for J.J. Watt on the announcements. But I mean, how much confidence do we have in these, giving up these guys and getting draft picks back? Like, are we confident in the actual Texans management and ownership to make the right decisions on this? So,
no,
I hang up.
No, of course not. You're stuck.
Well, what does that mean? You can't have what you want all of it. You want everything. You want confidence too. No, I mean you haven't had. When was the last time you really had confidence that? I mean, since Brock Osweiler, since Rick Smith was heroic for getting rid of Brock Osweiler for and giving up a second with him. I mean, honestly,
he was treated like a hero.
It was heroic. I mean, it was that was the dumbest crap ever. I mean, honestly, I was like, are you kidding me? You You gave up a second rounder to get rid of a guy. That's dumb. So when was the last time you had confidence, really, that this team was going to – when was the last trade that the Texans really won?
Well, I mean, how many trades have they made? Let me
see.
Oh,
well, they Carlos Hyde?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, over Martinez Rankins. But like I said, those were really both guys were getting cut, and they both pulled them back so that they could, you know, get the guys that they wanted. But if you wanted to say which trade, it's easily that trade.
Yeah. But, I mean, okay.
How many trades have they made?
Yeah. Well, they weren't all that trade heavy. I mean, they got their ass kicked on Jadavion, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Brandon Cooks.
So they traded. Oh, man.
This game, don't worry. It's just not going to go
great. I don't
want to
play this game anymore.
Duke Laramie Johnson, Tunsil you trade. Gave up a third for Duke Johnson.
You got your ass handed to you on the Tunsil trade. I mean, you got Keon Crossan for Cash Maluia. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, you're not going to – this is not a game you want to play.
No.
Demaryius Thomas for a third rounder, was that good? You gave away a third rounder for a guy who was here half a year. Rounders often become starters. You just treated that like it was just candy. You said, third, no big deal. That is the most blatantly disrespectful. A third round pick for Demaryius Thomas.
Well, but here's the deal is you didn't know he was going to get hurt.
Who was here half a year. He didn't have anything left.
That was a guy that they couldn't wait to get rid of.
No.
Right?
He just fell off.
I don't want to play this game anymore. Texans trades. Texans good
When was
trades.
The last time you felt like you – I felt good about the Rockets. I felt good about the Astros, you know, the personnel guys who were in place there, that they would get good deals. Even though I would say Morey got better deals than Leno did. Leno's got some glaring bad deals that he's, you know, had. I can't remember the last time where I felt really good about the direction of the front office of the Texans. I probably never, dating back to Charlie, probably never. I've never felt like, yeah, we've got a front office that's in the top half of the NFL or the top third of the NFL. Top 10. Never have I felt that way ever. Because we haven't. We've never had that.
Their best trade ever was Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
They moved up to get Deshaun. That was their best trade ever.
Yep.
Second would be Matt Schaub, probably.
Yeah, you're right. People will make fun of it, but yeah, it really was. It was 2 seconds. So it's not like you did. You paid a pretty heavy price. But yeah, he was a quality starter for a few years. It's not a fun game. Move to the next game. This isn't a good game.
Well, they made a bunch of draft pick trades and ended up with Bernardrick McKinney.
Okay.
That was okay. That was pretty good.
Trading back and getting the best trade they ever made was probably trading back and still getting their hands on Dwayne Brown.
Yep.
They traded back twice and still got Dwayne Brown.
Yep. That's true. And then they let him go, and they spent $66 million on a left tackle because they didn't want to give Dwayne Brown $13 million or $14
million. Right.
That makes sense. They didn't want to give a perennial all-pro more money, but they decided that they'd give up two firsts, a second, and $66 million.
Right.
That makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. And Bob McNair would still have his statue. Bob McNair would have a statue out there if it wasn't for that. If it wasn't for the prisoners eating the salad or whatever he said.
Tossing the what?
He didn't say any of that.
Okay.
What did he say? I don't know what he said.
It sounded like he was prisoners and salad and tall. I didn't know.
It was an asylum being run or something.
Yeah, the prisoners running the asylum. No, the inmates running the prison.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Like, something like that.
Something like that. I don't
now
know.
Now we have things like this.
Knowledge is power.
It was Cal's birthday last week. Did you call him or wish him a happy birthday, Lance?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, no. I didn't call him, but in my mind, I wished him a happy birthday.
In your mind, you did when you saw the tweet?
Yeah, I'm like, Cal, please just, I don't know what I can say. Like, the Corn Ferry hires haven't looked great when you see a lot of them on paper. I don't trust Jack Easterby. Like, I'm literally to the point where I don't even know what to, I'm just like, I don't even know how this is going to possibly work out.
I brought this up the other day. Jed Hughes, right? That's his name?
Yep.
And what if Jed Hughes goes to Cal and says, listen, can't get any candidates here because of Jack Easterby. What do you want to do about this?
Oh,
what do you
well,
do?
I know what I do.
The thing that I'm hearing most is that we can't trust Jack Easterby. I don't want to go into that situation.
If that's the case, then will Cal do the right thing? I mean, would you really keep a guy who has no impact over the roster for a guy that could run an entire organization? I mean, that would be the dumbest thing in the whole world, to choose a guy who retweets people who have inspirational sayings on Twitter over a guy who would literally create a vision, a philosophy, and a direction for an organization and put the pieces in place for a roster? What? Surely you couldn't pick that guy over the second guy. Surely the first guy wouldn't get picked over the second guy.
Guess what? Well, he surprised me with the Bill O'Brien move, so I'm hoping that he'll surprise me with this too. I'm hoping. Because Jed Hughes is probably facing a lot of that.
Yeah, but I think the Bill O'Brien move was also helped along by Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
now
but
you're going to ask, you know, somebody who hasn't been around him and Jed, and you know, we have to see if Jed says it. It wouldn't shock me, though.
But
I've had candidates telling me that, they're going to tell him that, too.
Listen, Cal was in the middle of all those decisions, and Jack Easterby was squarely behind, pounding his fist, behind Bill O'Brien, making arguments. Jack Easterby was complicit in all of this. And Cal, you know what? Cal's got those receipts, too.
While
it seems like, but he knows, Cal knows. If Cal looks back and goes, wait a minute.
Del, do you believe Cal has those receipts?
Well, does he have knowledge?
Knowledge is power.
Then that gives him the power to make a decision now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes,
so if
does.
Am I, look, I don't buy into, oh, the Cal doofus stuff that gets thrown around. He knows. The question will be, does he care enough to make a decision? Or has Jack Easterby said, look, Bill did most of that. Yeah, sure, I was there for that. But we're going in a different direction. But he knows.
Is Jack Easterby...
Why do you feel so... Boy, you sound really certain about this.
Is Jack Easterby a godfather of any of his kids yet?
No.
How old are those kids? Do they need godfathers now?
I don't know. What about their sponsor for their confession? For their...
confession?
Yeah, you get a sponsor.
No, for the sponsor for...
their first confession.
Communion.
Do you also get a...
Are the McNairs Catholic?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, maybe they don't need that. I am of the opinion that Cal knows. I just don't know if Cal's going to do anything about it.
Can we go on to Justin Turner infecting the Dodgers?
No, you
can't. Can we talk about the Dodgers cheating?
Forget that. Let's talk about hoops. Let's talk about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. Let's talk about the best damn goal in the history of goals. Let's talk about lowering the goals so that your kids can actually enjoy it. How about putting up the best looking, your wife will enjoy it because it looks, makes, oh my goodness, that is a good looking goal. I actually don't mind having a basket as opposed to the white one with the crooked rim, no net, and needs painting. Okay, that's not what you're buying here. What you're buying here is the best damn goal that is actually going to add curb appeal to your home as opposed to a lot of the other goals. And then it's about the kids actually enjoying it and actually playing it. If you staple a backboard to the garage, 10 feet tall, the kids can't play. They just can't reach it. Dad, this isn't any fun. I'm going back to play my Game Boy or whatever it is. And then you're sitting there going, why did I buy this goal? Well, you bought the goal from Hoops because you can lower it and raise it, and the kids will actually love it. You'll have your kids in your back or front yard, and that's where the whole neighborhood will be, and you'll know where your kids are, and that's going to be awesome. If you're looking for the best damn goal, and it's not even arguable with all the accessories, ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5.